Hello and welcome to App Hack Monday, a weekly show where we talk about building apps. One of the most important things when you're building an app is having someone to bounce your ideas off. Now, many of us don't have the luxury of being surrounded by other developers. And this is why I think community is so important. So events, conferences, meetups, forums, they're all great ways to meet like-minded people who will encourage you to push yourself forward and improve your applications. So this week's guest is Matt Lacey, who founded the Windows Phone User Group, and I've asked him to come along and talk to us about events and community. Now, talking events, this Saturday, May the 17th, we are running a hackathon called Publish in our London offices in Victoria, and also on Friday, the community are running a similar event in Manchester. So if you are available and you want to come along to build, to code some applications, go to publishwindows.com for more information. I'd like to introduce you to a new section of the show, the App Gallery. Now, I asked my producer for some serious budget. I want a big live band, some high-quality visuals. So, people, for your visual delectation, I give you the App Gallery. Like to be featured in next week's gallery, just post the app, the name on Twitter using the hashtag AppHackMonday. Now, moving swiftly on, let's talk to Matt about community. So, Matt, why did you start running events?
I started running events initially so I could attend them. The events I wanted to go to weren't being organized by anyone else. I figured if I wanted to go to them, there were probably other people who did as well. So, rather than sit around and wait for someone else to do it, I'd get up and do it myself.
I really like that attitude, like getting stuff started. Seeing if other people like it, if they're interested. I guess it's my my kind of approach to application development. Stop thinking almost about getting stuff done and just start getting done with it. Like start it basically. Now I kind of can understand how you do that with apps, but I imagine events are quite a hard thing to just go and start. There's a lot to organize, like venues, speakers, getting people to attend and show up. Be like one of those birthday parties where you're worrying if anyone's actually going to show up. How did you find all of that?
I had some familiarity with organisation and that kind of thing, and I was interested in logistics as a career at one point. So that the administrative side of it wasn't a big barrier to me. The first events I ran, I was organising them with someone else, and so I had a level of support in that respect. So it wasn't completely unknown and all out of the blue. And in terms of just the risk behind running events, initially I set out to make them as low risk as possible. So if very few people turned up, I wasn't going to lose loads of money or have loads of food sat getting cold in the corner.
It must be a fair amount of work organising meetups and community events. Do you ever go to other events, or is organising them just like enough?
I go to a lot fewer events than I used to, and that's just down to family commitments. There was a stage when I was going to sort of at least one a week.
Yeah, as a dad of one small child and with another one on the way, I can 100% relate to that. For me, it's true of nightclubs too. I've not done any twerking on the dance floor for months now. So when you do get the chance to go to an event, what sort of events do you like to go to?
And primarily, they would be user groups or meetups, smaller events, just to get a breadth of experience, and because they were, you know, typically free or a lot cheaper than going to a large conference where there was lots of travel or there was or other expenses involved.
You mentioned their user groups and conferences. I guess there's a whole spectrum of different types of community events. You've got user groups, 5 to 50 people, generally like a small pub or a small venue, possibly some food. You've got like a hackathon, which maybe has a corporate sponsor, so it's slightly more upmarket. You've maybe got 50 to 200 people at those sorts of things. And maybe some prizes that they give away at the end for the best hacks. Then you've got conferences, of course, starting with like small ones with maybe 200 people, a bit like something like Native Summit, where the ticket price is relatively low, maybe £15, I think, for Native Summit, for example. And then you have like large Uber conferences, like where the ticket prices are in the thousands. I guess your employer's expected to pay for you to go to those sorts of things, and you're going to need a plane to get there. Often they're in, often in America, especially the more expensive ones. I think Build was like $3,000. So what sort of events do you get the most out of on that spectrum?
So personally, I think I get the most out of meetups, a smaller, you know, evening event. If I consider the difference between an event like that with a conference, which might be like one or up to 3 days or maybe more, what I find is the difference is scale. There are more people, there are more sessions, and there's a lot more cost. So events I'm going to, I'm going on my own time, or I'm paying for with my own money. This isn't something which a company is paying for me to attend, therefore I can't afford to spend, you know, all my children's small inheritance on me going to events. So with a smaller event, what I find is that I can focus on one or two topics, I can go deep into that, I can ask lots of questions, and then I can come away with new ideas and new things. If it's a longer event, obviously it takes a lot more time and there's a lot more expense involved. But at the end of it, I'm coming away with a million different ideas being pulled in lots of different directions and lots of new things to explore. If I'm doing that in one, you know, in one sitting, that's a lot of impact and a lot of time, and I'm not going to get as much as maybe going to a few smaller events spread over time, where I could learn lots of different things. Ultimately learn the same amount, but be, you know, balance that with other things as well.
What about a hackathon? Do you see any value in those sorts of events?
I've been to hackathons. Typically, I see lots of hackathons happen, and they're combined with, you know, teaching or training around a new topic. And what I find is lots of people go to hackathons with this idea that I'm going to learn something new and then I'm going to build something with it. And what typically happens is they go, they learn something new, they start to build something, get some questions about what they're starting to build, and end up building nothing but asking a few questions. Hackathons are great. I love them. I'd love to go to more. But what I think they are, is a great opportunity to just do a really deep dive, focus on something new, something different to what you might normally do, and focus on it for 20, 30 hours or so. Build something and come away with that experience, not try and learn something new and build something. I think that's, for most people, myself included, that's kind of too much to do in a very short period of time.
I think when it comes to hackathons, my advice is to really try and de-scope the project, sort of build a very simple vertical slice of the application you want to build, just enough backend services and enough client stuff to make it, you know, visually interesting on the device. I think exciting happening visually on that device that you can stand up at the end of the day and sort of show off to the other attendees. And I think that far too often people try and create these uber project, these massive projects, and, you know, by the end of the day, all they've built is the database. And that's never particularly sexy to see on the end, like on the stage when you're at the end there. But I think it brings up an interesting point, your last comments around, you know, with events and community events and in-person events, there are certain developers who just don't want to go to those sorts of things. Maybe they're sort of 9-to-5 developers, 5 o'clock's the end of their development time, and they don't really want to do any of that outside of their work hours. But there may be someone which is maybe in that position, but then they're thinking, maybe, you know what, I will go to one of these community events. I will see what's happening. What would be your advice to someone which has never taken an interest in community before?
So in-person events aren't for everybody. And, you know, if you stop work at 9-5 o'clock and you have to go home, you have other things to do, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you for not going to in-person events at all. What I find with in-person events are they're a great opportunity to meet other people. So where I've worked in teams before, I've worked in lots of companies before. The other developers, they get to 5 o'clock, they're happy to switch off. They don't. They're not interested in spending their own time to learn more. Whereas I really like this stuff, and I will happily spend my own time and my evenings learning new things, building new things. What I find in-person events are really great for is meeting people who are in the same situation. So it might be that, oh, hey, you're building something as well. Hey, I'm, you know, then there's some commonality, and, you know, I've met some great friends in that way. But also there's a great opportunity to learn from their experiences. So the thing that in-person meetups provide is an opportunity to learn from each other. So, you know, we can all read the documentation, we can all know how things are supposed to work, but as any developer will know, as soon as you get into the real world, things are a little bit different, things behave slightly differently. And what I want to know is all those lessons as well. And I learn those lessons by talking to people who've done that stuff already. And that's why I think that in-person events are a great opportunity to learn more than what the documentation says or what someone's written in a blog. And a great way to ask questions if you're meeting those people as well.
Of course, you raised the idea of online there. And there's a lot of community stuff which happens purely on online. So what are your views of that versus in-person events?
I think there are, so online and offline are two very different things. There are some groups of people who manage to bridge this gap of meeting in person and also meeting online, and they do that well. I've never been able to sort of strike that balance, and my online activities are very different from my in-person activities. But you know, they're good for different things. You know, you can get a lot more immediate feedback online because, hey, it's always there, whereas if a meeting's once a month or every few weeks, it's much harder to wait for that turnaround. However, you know, if you're meeting someone in person, you can ask a lot more questions. You can put up a laptop and say, well, I'm trying to do this. And it's a lot easier in person if you're both sat at the same computer paired there together. Whereas, you know, if someone's asking questions over email or on a forum, unfortunately, lots of people aren't particularly good at asking questions on forums, which make them easy to answer. And it's much easier to do that in person.
You mentioned that at meetups, people will bring their laptops and ask questions. Does that sort of thing, like impromptu pairing, really happen that often?
It happens sometimes. So if you're at a meetup, we'll get people and they'll come along and they'll say, this is what I've done, this is how I did it. But I've had people come up to me at meetups and say, I'm writing some code, could you come and help me for a few minutes? And I'm just, yeah, fine. You know, you're trying to do this, and it's much easier if you can see the whole code, you can run it, than sending solutions back and forth, trying to explain what's going on. It happens every now and again, but it's useful for both parties, I think, when that does happen.
So tell me a little bit more about the meetup that you run.
I run the Windows Phone user group, and we meet in London about once a month. We have a mailing list of sort of 900 plus people, and we get to sort of typically about 60 to 70 to a meeting. What a meeting is, it's an opportunity to meet other people who are doing Windows Phone development. I started it almost 4 years ago, and we've had 41 meetings so far. Our meeting is typically structured around it being social and educational. We want people to come and mingle with other people, meet other people, but also learn from and with them as well. So we'll typically have a longer talk of about an hour or so. We'll break for some food and some drink, you know, have a chance to chat, get to meet people, ask questions, and then we'll try and encourage demos and shorter presentations after that. You know, if you're building Windows Phone apps, we want to learn it, but we want to know about it. We want to hear about your experiences. Show off your app, tell us what you learned in the process. That's what we try and do.
So thank you very much for joining us, Matt, and for telling us all about the community events that you're involved in. If you're in London, make sure you go to a user group meeting. Perhaps Windows Phone user group meeting is for you. If you are in London this Saturday, make sure that you head over to Publish, that hackathon there. That's at publishwindows.com. That's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Let us know on the Twitter if you did. And join us next week, where we're speaking to Gemma Youssef and Andrew Spooner about building more beautiful applications. See you then.